Good morning. Thank you very much for joining and for coming early in the morning to learn Maseches Chagiga, Daf Chaf Beis. We are in the third chapter of Maseches Chagiga. And what we saw yesterday were two explanations for the first rule of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a list of either 10 or 11 rabbinic stringencies, enactments that you should be stricter for the pure, for the preservation of purity in regards to karbanos, to kachim, than in regards to truma. So the first law that the Mishnah said was that if you had two utensils that are tame, two metal utensils that are impure, two plates, for chulin, you could immerse the two of them together. For truma, you could immerse the two of them together. But for kodesh, you can't immerse the two of them together. You have to immerse each one on its own separately. So the Gemara asked, why? Why is it that for kodesh, there's a rabbinic law of not immersing two utensils together? So Rav Ila gave the first answer, and that took up the majority of yesterday's daf. Rav Ila said, if you immerse two plates together, the inner plate will weigh down on the outer plate, and then you get into chatzitza questions, right? The inner plate might weigh down on the outer plate. If it does weigh down on the outer plate, then the water is not going to reach all of the outer plate. It won't even reach all of the inner plate. The back of the inner plate won't get touched by the water. And that's why you can't do that for kodesh. And for truma, you would be allowed to do it. And then we saw at the very end of our learning yesterday, Rava. Rava said a different explanation. The issue is not a question of chatzitza. The issue is we don't want people to get into the habit of immersing utensils together, because then somebody might immerse a tummy needle inside of a bottle. What's the problem with that? When you have a bottle that's going into the mikvah, so water is going to go into the bottle. That water is now separate from the waters of the mikvah. It's not considered one. It's not considered attached to the waters of the mikvah. Why? Because to attach waters to a mikvah, for the other waters to also be considered part of the mikvah, you have to have a pipe combining the two bodies of water with which is kishfoferes hanod, a pipe like the straw that goes into a barrel. So a pipe with a wide opening, where the opening is two fingers going around and around. And that you might not have in a bottle. So therefore, if people immerse plates together, they might then immerse a needle in a soda bottle. And they think, well, if I put the two plates together into the mikveh, they both became tar. The needle in the soda bottle also will become tar. And they don't know that that's not the case. The needle in the soda bottle did not become tar because the water in the soda bottle is detached from the waters of the mikvah, because you don't have a pipe connecting them with the opening as large as two fingers rotating around and around. So just to read that again, this is Rava's explanation. Rava Amar, Rava said, this is the very bottom of Chaf Aleph and Beis, Rava Amar, Mita Seifa, Hav Mishim Chatzitza, since at the end of the Mishnah, that's where we start talking about barriers, when we talk about knots and clothing. Reish Alav Mishim Chatzitza, the beginning of the Mishnah, which talks about two utensils, is not a question of a possible barrier. Reish Ayin time, the reason why in the beginning of the Mishnah we had the rule that for Kodesh you can't immerse two utensils, it's because it's a gzera, it's a decree. If we allowed you to immerse two utensils for Kodesh, you might even immerse the two utensils of a needle inside of a bottle. Because there's a decree, Shlo Yat Bil Machten Mitzinoros, that he shouldn't immerse needles, tzinoros, so these little forks. The kli in a utensil, Shein Befiv, its mouth doesn't have Kishroferes Hanod. And that's already a problem. Kedetanan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Iruv Mikvos. Let's say you have a mikvah of 40 sa'ah, and next to it you have another collection of water of only 38 sa'ah. And you want to combine these two, that the 38 sa'ah should also be considered part of the 40 sa'ah mikvah. So you can immerse in the 38 sa'ah pool. So how do you combine? Kishvoferes hanod. You have to have a pipe like the straw that goes into a barrel. Ke'uvia uchachalala. That the size of this cavity, the size of this pipe hole, has to be like the size of the thickness of the straw as well as the empty space of the straw, which is what size? Kishtei etzbos chozos l'mkoman. It's wide enough to be able to put two fingers in and to flip them around. To flip them around in a complete 360 degree rotation. But if it's not that wide enough, it's not wide enough to be able to put two fingers in and flip them around fully. It's smaller than that. Only one finger could go in. You couldn't get two fingers in. That's not a big enough hole, a big enough pipe hole to be able to combine collections of water to each other and to combine the smaller amount of water to the proper size mikvah. So if we're going to have people immersing two utensils together, they might start immersing needles in a soda bottle, in a Coke bottle, and the mouth of the Coke bottle is not big enough to put in your two fingers and have them go around and around. So that's not going to be a kosher immersion. Savarla, so Rava, who explained the Mishnah this way, he holds Kahadam Rav Nachman or Rav Baravua. Like what Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav Baravua, Achas Esrei Malo Shanukan, that in our Mishnah there are 11 rabbinic stringencies that apply only to Kodesh but don't apply to Truma. Not 10, because you don't have two cases of Chatzitza. Shesh Rishonos, the first six. Bein LeKodesh, Bein LeChulin Shenaso Al Taharas HaKodesh would apply both to trying to keep a Karban Tahar, as well as when a person's trying to keep all of his Chulin as Tahar, as the Tahar, as the purity for Kodesh. And Achronos, in the latter five, LeKodesh, these only apply to holy items. But if a guy is choosing to treat his Chulin with the stringency of Kodesh, so then he doesn't have these laws, and if one hand is Tameh, the other hand would not be Tamei. The Achronos, the latter five, LeKodesh, they only apply to Kodesh, Avlo LeChulin, Shanasu Al Taharas HaKodesh. So we have two explanations for the Mishnah's first law. The first law of the Mishnah is don't immerse two utensils together for Kodesh, either because we have a fear of Chatzitza, a fear of barrier, or the reason why you can't immerse two utensils together for Kodesh, because if you immerse two utensils together for Kodesh, that might lead you to immersing needles inside of bottles, and that wouldn't be a kosher immersion for the needle. So my big night, what's the difference between Rava's explanation and Rav Ila's explanation? Who cares whether the reason why you can't immerse two utensils is because it might lead you to putting a needle in a bottle, or the reason is because it might become a chatzitza. Well, the difference between them would be, let's say you didn't put a needle in a bottle, but you put plates in a huge wicker basket. Now, back in the day, I'm sure Almog remembers it, the makolot. And the makolot used to have that red plastic sal, the basket. It had all those holes in it. It was like a wicker basket, but it was a very, very big basket. And everybody used to go to the makolot with this basket and fill up their groceries in the basket and then walk the basket home. You always saw these baskets. So that's the difference. Zika Benai was Salva Gargusni. If you use a big wicker basket or use some other type of very, very large basket, the Gargutni, Shemilan Kalem, we fill up this large basket with plates, and you put it into the mikvah. If the reason why you can't put two plates together into the mikvah for Kodesh is because we're worried that one plate is going to weigh down on another plate, Ika, so that will apply even if you put a lot of plates in a very, 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 very wide basket. But if the reason why you can't put two plates into the mikvah at once is because it might lead a person to now try to immerse his needle while the needle is in a Coke bottle, right? The needle is in a little bottle. It doesn't have at its opening an opening as big enough for Shofar Sanod. You're never going to have a big basket that's not going to be Shofar Sanod. It's a big basket. It's many, many, many fingers. It's probably the size of 100 fingers, the opening. So you're never going to have a basket like that with an opening that's not big enough. So then that would be okay. That's the Revel Itame. Rava, who said that the issue is because of We don't want a person to immerse a needle inside of a bottle. He's being consistent. Amar Rav, because Rav used to say, Salva Gargusni, if you have these large wicker baskets, Shemilon Kalim, if you fill them with utensils, Vitpilon, and then you immerse them in the mikvah, Tahor, and all the utensils are Tahor for Kodesh. So you see, he holds that once you have one utensil and another utensil, but the utensil that's holding the first utensil has a huge opening. So then it's okay. So you see that once there's a huge opening where there's no fear that you might end up with an immersion that's not going to work. All right, another law. Rava says, Mikvah shechilku. Let's say you have a pool of 50 sa'a of water and you divide it. Bisal the gargusni. You divide it with this big basket, the sal basket, the gargusni basket. Then hatovil shamlo also lo tzvila. The immersion didn't work. Even though the water is going through from this side of the mikvah to the other side of the mikvah, because it's a wicker basket. There are holes along the sides of the basket. The water gets through. Yeah, but the holes aren't big enough, right? The basket walls go all the way up out of the water, and there's water going through the basket walls, but these basket walls, they don't have holes that are shoferes hanot size. They don't have a hole that's the size of two fingers going around and around. So therefore, this mikvah now is a divided mikvah. The ha'ara, because think about land. Kula chalchuli mechalchla, right? Water permeates through ground too, right? But you don't have a hole big enough. But water's getting through. And nevertheless, you don't say, well, the water that's in one place is connected to the water over here. No, you have to have all 40 sa'a in one place. The same thing is true. If you divided the big mikvah with the wicker basket, that's already a division because you don't have a single hole big enough, even though the water is going back and forth between the two, and it's not a kosher mikvah. Hanimili, now this is true, that immersion doesn't work for the needle that's in the bottle, because the bottle opening is not kishvoferes hanod, that's only true, the kli tahor, when the bottle, the utensil, the outer utensil is tahor, and the needle inside of it is tamei. Avo bekli tamei, but that's so you have a bottle itself that became tamei. And you put into this tamei bottle a tamei needle, and you put both of them into the mikvah, then it does work. Since the immersion made the bottle tahor, the immersion also makes the needle inside the bottle tahor too. If you have a utensil you fill with other utensils, and you immerse them in the mikvah, the inner utensils are tahor because the outer utensil that held them became tahar, v'im lo tava. But if he didn't immerse, we'll see what that means in a second. Ma'ima muravim. Then, when you want to combine waters, achu muravim kishvoferes hanod. They have to be combined through a pipe that's at least a shvoferes hanod large. Ma'ikam v'im lo tava. What does it mean if he didn't immerse? If he didn't immerse, then he's not combining anything. This is what it means. But if the outer utensil doesn't need itself to be immersed, then it's like the same law of Mayim HaMu'urav. If the outer utensil doesn't need to be immersed, so then basically what you're trying to get is the water going into the utensil, and that water should be considered attached to the mikvah, so that it's considered as if the needle that's in the bottle is going into the mikvah. Right? You have a bottle, which is tahor. It doesn't need to become pure itself. There's a needle that you put inside of it, which is tamei. So now you're putting this bottle into the mikvah. So it's not as if the mikvah did something to the bottle. It doesn't do anything to the bottle. The bottle doesn't need anything from the mikvah. You want the mikvah to purify your needle. Yeah, but the water of the mikvah now is detached from the mikvah, because the water got into the bottle, and now it's considered detached, because there's no shofar sanot to combine them. Now, that little bit of water doesn't have the ability to have, it doesn't have the status of a mikvah. You need to be ma'arig mine. You have to combine waters. To combine waters, achimu ravin, kishvoferes, I note, it only works when they are combined with a pipe that is wide enough to be the opening, or the straw that goes into a barrel. Says the Gemara now, v'hadarabah v'rabilah. These two opinions, Rabbi Ela's opinion that the reason why You can't immerse two utensils for Kodesh because it's a fear of Chatzitza. Rava's opinion that you can't immerse two utensils for Kodesh because it's a fear that then people will immerse tummy needles inside of utensils that have narrow openings, and then the tummy needles are not going to become tzar. So, but the difference between them then is if you're immersing utensils in a very, very, in a utensil with a very large opening, then it would be okay. So this is Rav and Rav Ila is Tanai. It's not just two Amoraim. This is a Machlokas Tanayim, the Tanya within a Braisa. Salvi Gargusni, when you have very large baskets, wicker baskets, Shemilan, Kalim, Vit, Bilan, if you fill them with utensils and put them into the mikvah, Bein Lekodesh, Bein Letruma Tahorin, for Karbanos or for Truma, they became Tahor. Why? If you're worried about Chatzitza, they shouldn't be able to become Tahor for Kodesh. The reason is because we're not worried about Chatzitza. We're worried that it might lead people to immersion of needles inside utensils with small openings. But a utensil with a very, very big opening, we're never worried that that's going to be a situation of not having enough of an opening to combine waters. Abba Shaul disagrees with Truma. He says, if you wanted these utensils for Truma, then you could immerse them when they're in the big basket. Avolola Kodesh, but for Kodesh not. For Kodesh it didn't become Tzor. Why? Because Abba Shaul is following the view that we're worried about a barrier. We're worried about a chatzitza. So that applies even when you have a very big basket as the outer utensil. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if this is the issue, right, either the issue of Rav Ila, we're worried about a chatzitza, or the issue of Rava, we're worried that this is going to lead people to putting needles inside of bottles. Trumanami, why does this only apply to Kodesh? This should apply to Truma too. Truma also, you can't have a chatzitza. And for Truma too, if you allow people to immerse two utensils, then maybe somebody's going to start immersing a needle inside of a bottle. Says the Gemara, Leman Kamrina, who do we tell this halacha that we can't immerse two utensils together? To Chaverim, to the Torah scholars. To the Torah scholars who are careful. And Chaverim made the Yadi. Chaverim know all the laws of Tumah and Tahara. So they know the concept of chatzitza. If they see that the inner utensil is heavier than the outer utensil, they won't put it in together. And they also know that to combine mikvos, you need shofaris hanod. And they know not to put a needle inside of a bottle. Says the Gemara, Ihach, if that's the case, then kodesh nami. So if we're the only people who listen to us are the Talmid Chachamim. And with them, we don't have these fears. So let the immersion of two utensils work even for Kodesh, because we're talking to Talmid Chachamim. So the Gemara says, no. Chazi le'amiratz. The Amiratzim are going to see them. And the Amiratzim are then going to immerse two utensils. Then we're going to have these fears, either of Chatzitza, or they're going to go from this to immersing a Tameh needle in a bottle. So if that's the fear that the Amiratzim are going to see, so Trumanami. So then we should say you can't immerse two utensils for Truma because Chazi le'amaretz v'azul l'matpil. Because the Amaratzim, the ignorant people, are going to see it. And they're then going to go do the same thing. So the answer is, with Truma, we're not worried about what Amaratzim do because Loma Kabbalina Minayu. We don't accept their Truma. If an Amaratz wants to give a Talmud Chacham Truma, we don't take it. So Gemara says, okay, so Kodesh Nami Loma Kabbalina Minayu. So why do we have to say that you can't immerse for Amaratzim? Even for Talmid Chacham, they can't immerse two utensils together because maybe the Amaratzim will see, and then the Amaratzim are going to get to, you know, make mistakes. Let's just not take any karbanos from the Amaratzim. And then they're not going to be watching what we do for Kodesh. He says, well, we can't do that. Havila Eva. That's going to create resentment. He's going to say, well, you don't trust me. You don't trust my donations. That's going to create resentment that we're not going to do. So one second. But you said we don't take their truma. Truma Nami Havila Eva. So if we don't take their truma, that also creates resentment. Answer the Gemara, Loach Beslay. No, he doesn't care that we don't take his truma. He's going to go give it to a Kohen who's also an Amaretz. If we, the Torah scholars, don't take the Truma from the Amaratzim, that's okay. He'll go give it to an Amaretz coin. Says the Gemara, Uman Tana the Chayish Le'eva. Who's this Tana who says we will take Kodesh from Amaratzim, and that's why we have to worry that whatever we do for Kodesh, Amaratzim might learn from us. But we're not going to take Truma from Amaratzim, because we're worried about Eva, we're worried about resentment. We have this Tana, it's Rabbi Yossi, the Tana went in a Braisa. I'm Rabbi Yossi said, Why is it that we believe everybody, or even the Amoratim, when they come with their wine and their oil, and they say, we want to donate wine as Nesachim, we want to donate oil as a Mincha, to the Beis HaMikdash service, we accept it all year. Why? We don't want to create resentment. We don't want to tell them, oh, we're not taking your wine and oil. And then he'll say, get so upset, he'll go build his own altar for his wine and oil. We don't want him to go decide, okay, the religious people, they don't accept me in the Beis HaMikdash, so I'm going to make my own paraduma. Sorry, paraduma latzmo, he's going to go burn his own paraduma. We don't want to create a situation where people drop out of the central religious institution. Amar Rav Papa said, come on, mekablin ha'idna sadusim ha'amaretz. Which town are we following nowadays that we accept testimony from the ignorant people? Come on, who's that? That's like Rav Yossi. It's like Rav Yossi. So we accept their testimony because we don't want to create resentment and have them, chas v'shalom, split away.
Rabbi,
please.
Based on this Gemara, then why, you know, certain parts of Judaism, you go to a shul, they don't accept you as part of the minyan. I mean, you can't learn from this Gemara that if you take an amaretz, you don't have to make him feel like he's part of you, otherwise they're going to split away, which happens every day now. And
I think people are careful about this, but you also have to balance other concerns as well sometimes. But I think people are careful. This is an issue, the issue of the Eva of the Amaratzim. We don't want to create too much resentment with the Amaratzim.
I mean, someone that doesn't keep Shabbat, is that considered Amaretz or not?
I think that's much worse than Amaretz, right? That's practically, at least in America, I know it goes on in Israel, but at least in America, many, many shuls are not going to ask, you know, and everybody knows that the guy's probably not keeping Shabbos, and they'll still give him aliyos, they won't deny him the public honors. This goes back to the famous Chazon Ish, who said that a lot of the misbehavior that goes around nowadays is because of ignorance, that people didn't have the benefit of a Jewish education. So it's sort of like a child who was kidnapped by the non-Jews and then raised by the non-Jews. We can't blame them for what they don't know. Tinok shenishba levena akum. So ask the Gemara. How can it be that we allow people to immerse two utensils together in regards to truma? Because we're not worried that the Amaratzim are going to see and do the same. Because Amaratzim, we don't accept their truma, so we don't care what they do about truma. But let's worry that we might borrow their utensils. Right? Maybe an Amaratz is going to see this Talmud Chacham immersing utensil in utensil. Then he's going to do it. He's not going to do it the right way, though. He's going to put a heavy utensil in a lighter utensil. And maybe the Talmud Chacham is going to borrow this utensil from the Amaratz. And we know that it's not within a Mishnah that we do sometimes borrow utensils from Amaratzim. Where do we have this? It's the Mishnah in Adios. Kli Cheres. Let's say you have an earthenware utensil, and it has a tight cover at its top. Matzla Kol, it saves everything that's inside of it from becoming Tame. Tivrei Reb Beis Hillel. That's the view of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai or Beis Shammai say, no, you know, Matzla El Al Ochlin. The earthenware utensil with a tight cover only saves the food inside of it from becoming Tame. Vala Mashkin, or liquids inside of it from becoming Tame. Val klecheres, or other earthenware utensils inside of it from becoming tummy. But metal utensils inside of this earthenware utensil do become tummy. Amlin beisil beishamai, beisil seder beishamai, mipnei ma. Why do you say such a law? Amlin beishamai, beishamai said, mipnei shu tummy al gabi ama aretz. This earthenware utensil, we're talking about an earthenware utensil that an ama aretz touched. So it became tummy. So because the earthenware utensil is itself tame, it can't stop tuma from getting through. So they say, what do you mean it's tame? But you said that the food and drink inside this earthenware utensil is tahar. But if an ama aretz touched this earthenware utensil, and the earthenware utensil is tame, then the tuma should be going through and should be making the food and drink also tame. When we said that the food and drink inside of this utensil are tzar, la'atzmo tziharnu, that only impacts the amaratzim, because the tamid ha'chachamim, the prushim, the chaverim, they wouldn't eat anything from an amaretz. So this amaretz, he doesn't consider himself tamid, he doesn't consider his utensils tamid, so he's eating his own stuff. But how could we say that the utensil inside of his earthenware utensil is tar? Because that's going to impact you and him. Because you, Atamut Chacham, are going to borrow his utensils. So we see here clearly that we do borrow utensils from a Meratzim. But before we get to that question, the Gemara goes on with a Braisa about this Mishnah. Tanya lived in a Braisa. Amr Bishua, Bishua said, Beishamai, I'm embarrassed by what you're saying. Right, let's say you'd have, right, what's your case? You have a tumah, let's say, down below, and then you have utensils and things upstairs, and there is a window between the downstairs floor and the upstairs floor, and you have this earthenware utensil of the Amoritz in the window, filling the windows. You're saying the earthenware utensil stops the tumah from getting to food and drink, but it's not going to stop the tumah from getting to metal utensils. Understand? Efshir isha lasha ba'areva. Does such a law make any sense? If a woman were to be kneading in a big bowl, isha ba'areva tzmeim shiva, you're going to say that a woman and the bowl, right, these are utensils, they become tummy for 7 days. But batzek, but the dough, that stayed tahor, that didn't become tamei. Another type of, you know, impossible situation. Logan, if you have a utensil of metal, which holds liquids, male mashkin, which is filled with liquids there on that second floor. Logan, tamei tomashiva, are we gonna say that the utensil itself is tamei for 7 days, and mashkin, but the liquid inside of it is tahor? One of the students of Beis Shammai dealt with Rabbi Yeshua. Amar lo, he said, Omar lo chatam et shul Beis Shammai. Let me explain to you the reason of Beis Shammai. Amar lo, he said, okay, Amar, tell me. Amar lo, he said, explain like this. If you have a utensil, it's tummy. Does it stop the tumma? Is it a barrier or not? Amar lo, eno chotzitz. I agree. A tummy utensil does not stop tumma. Then he said, second question. Kli shel Amaretz. The utensil of the Amar, it's Tame or Tzar. Is it Tame or Tzar? I'm a little Tame. It's Tame. Okay, so now we understand where the Tumah goes through. Because what you're trying to block the Tumah with is an earthenware utensil of an Amar. An Amar's utensil is Tame. But, next question. If you tell the Amar, by the way, everything in your house is Tame, because you're an Amar. Is he going to pay attention to you? He's just going to be offended. Not only that, if you tell him that his utensil is tummy because it's his utensil, he'll tell you, no, shali tahor, my utensil's tahor. Shalcha tummy, your utensil's tummy. You're the one who's not so religious. That's the reasoning of Beis Shammai. They say, listen, the food and drink, that only impacts the Amaretz. They're not going to listen to us anyway. All right, Amaretz, your food and drink, it's fine. Your food and drink is tahor. But utensils, that doesn't just impact the Amaratzim, that impacts the Torah scholars, because they borrow utensils from the Amaratzim. That is tummy. So then he'll listen. You know, if we tell him a law that's only somewhat difficult, he'll listen to that. And he stretched himself out on the graves of Beit Shammai, and to ask them to forgive him. And he said, I spoke against you in the wrong way. Asmos Beis Shammai remains of Beis Shammai. If the laws that are so hard to understand of yours are this way, if Urashos laws that are clear, Alachas Kama Vakama. Certainly, Amram, they said that Rabbi Yeshua was so upset with himself for having questioned Beis Shammai that Kol Yamav, all of his days after that point, he was fasting, and Hushchu Shina Vipnei Tani Yosef, and his teeth turned black because of all of his fast days. Tatani Miyas, what do we have over here? Is that the purity of the utensil impacts lecha velo, impacts you and the Amaretz. So we see that we do borrow utensils from Amaratzim. So therefore, how can we borrow utensils from Amaratzim? Maybe the Amaratzim saw us immerse two utensils together for Chuma. They also immersed two utensils together for Chuma. When they immersed two utensils together for Chuma, it was a heavy utensil and a light utensil. The immersion wasn't a good immersion. Their utensil is really still Tame, and we're using Tame utensils. Answers the Gemara, Kishai lina minayim matfilin luhu. Whenever we borrow utensils from Amaratzim, we first put them into the mikvah. Yach, if that's the case, So why didn't Beis Hillel say to the Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai, you're telling me that only the food and the drink got tameh because that impacts the amaratzah. But the utensils do not become tameh because that impacts, I'm sorry, the utensils become tameh, the food and drink is not tameh. The utensils become tameh because that's going to impact the Torah scholars. What do you mean? What do you mean? Why do we have to make it tameh? Let's leave it the way it is. I were worried that we might borrow it. But Kishalina Minayim, whenever we borrow it from them, we're going to immerse it. And therefore, the Amaratzim, their utensils really only impact themselves. So we should say, the same way we said that the Amaratzim only impact themselves, the same way we say that the Amaratzim only impact themselves in regards to food, we should say that the Amaratzim only impact themselves in regards to utensils. Answer the Gemara. Well, if we're worried that the Amaratzim's utensils are Tameh, and we treat it as if it's Tameh Mace, and here we're talking about an issue of Tameh Mace, right? There's the death impurity coming through from the downstairs. That boy, Hazai, Tameh Mace, right? We're talking about Tumas Mace, the death impurity. That's boy. Hazah Shlishu Shvi. That needs to have the spring water of Paraduma sprinkled on it on day 3 and on day 7. And therefore, Mana Lashiva Yomi Lomashli Inchi. People are not going to lend the utensil for 7 days. So therefore, if we're going to say that the utensils that were inside this earthenware vessel of the Ama Aretz are Tahor, but then when we borrow these utensils, we're going to put them into the mikvah. It's not going to work because we still have to sprinkle them with the waters of Paradum on day 3 and on day 7. That's just not going to happen. We're not going to have them for a full 7 days. So therefore, we had to tell the Amaratzim, listen, the utensils are tummy, but the food is tahar. Ask the Gemara, Vatvila lo mehemni. Is it true that Amaratzim are not trusted to say that they immersed things and they did it in the right way? Amaratzim are believed when they say that they immersed something that was tummy with tumas mace. Amar Abaye answered, "Lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Haba gufo, the brisa that says that they're believed, that's when they went themselves to the mikvah. Haba kelev, we say that they're not believed, that's in regards to their utensils." Rav Amar Rava said, "Idi v'idi b'kelev." Both the brisa and the gemara are talking about their utensils. The lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Adam ve'olam lo itbalti kli b'soch kli. If he says, "I never immersed a utensil in a utensil," he's believed. Hadam itbalti. He said, but if he says, "I did immerse a utensil in a utensil," avaloit balti b'klishim b'fifkish for feres hanod. But whenever I put a utensil into another utensil, I made sure that the outer utensil had an opening big enough for two fingers to go around and around. Yeah, that we don't trust.
Because he knows that law.
He knows the law, but it's also a question not just of knowing the law. It's a question of caring for the law. Does he care for it enough to be careful to make sure that he's going to get it done right? That we don't trust. He's not so careful. He says the Gemara, and the Gemara says, "Well, Tana, well, Tana, we learned in a brass like this. Naman Amaretz Lomar Peros Lo Huchshru, and Amaretz would be believed to say that the fruit never had any water on them. He's not believed when he says Peros Huchshru. Yeah, the fruit had water on it, but Lo Nitmu, didn't become tummy, because that we don't trust that he would be careful with the details." Says the Gemara, "Va'agufo mimehem. Do we believe in Amaretz even about himself? Va'atana, but didn't we learn in a brisa? Chaver Shabala Hazos, if you have a Talmud Chacham who's asking that they sprinkle on him the waters of the Paraduma to purify him, Mazit Alav Miyad. Right away we sprinkle on him. Amaretz Shabala Hazos, but an Amaretz who wants us to sprinkle water on him, Ein Mazin Alav Shiyasa B'Fanenu Shlish Yushvi. We make him count the 3 days in front of us and then we sprinkle on him. Because we don't trust that he is ready for the sprinkling. So we see we don't trust him even about himself. Because of this very point, because when he comes to have the waters of Paraduma sprinkled on him, we tell him, no, we don't trust you. We're going to wait until we see you count 3 days and then we're going to sprinkle it on you. Therefore, then we were lenient for him about the end. that after he had the sprinkling for the second time, he went to the mikvah. We do trust him that he went to the mikvah, because since he saw that we were suspicious of him at the beginning, we now believe that he was certainly careful and he did what he was supposed to do when he says he went to the mikvah. That's the answer of Abaye to this contradiction. Okay. Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.